You are listening to Loud Mouth Stereo. But before Shan does her formal introduction to the show, I'm going to say this. You will be getting an exclusive Loud Mouth Stereo like podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Shan is setting everything up for all you guys to get that shit together. And you can listen however you deem fit. It'll be on every platform you could possibly think of. And it is all Shan's doing. So I want to shout out to her for actually doing it. Because if it were up to me, I would say, you motherfuckers hear it here or hear it on She Gets It or Young Black and Bothered. So you need to thank Shan for having the foresight. The reason why I didn't want to do this, and I told Shan this as well, is I don't want to overextend and give y'all too many options. Because clearly Stereo was an option with this fans only, OnlyFans, and aka what we're going to name it when we name it. But they fumbled the bag on that one as well. So they can suck a dick. But saying that to say this, you are listening to a show where I've just rambled for 6 minutes. The show tonight, however, is called LMS, Loud Mouth Stereo. Outside is open. 10 things you plan on doing. Before we get into it, Shan is actually going to take over the floor before I go in. So Shan, floor is yours.
Hello, everybody. I am a little, you know, tipsy, a little well-rested because I took an adult nap and then I recorded. This is my third time recording today. So welcome to Loud Mouth Stereo. You're here with Shan, myself, from She Gets It Pod. Okay, so when you read it, don't stumble. It's She Gets It Pod, you know, real words, just smushed together. You can find me on She Gets It Podcast. You can find me on Cozy Room Podcast. You can find me on So What Patreon B Podcast. And you can find me at whoishan.com. On here tonight, we are talking about Outside is Open. What are the 10 things you're going to be doing outside or you want to do? We have some topics as far as what's going on in this podcast subscribers world right now with different platforms. What's going on with the CDC? I would like to tell you guys the link for Red Circle because that is our host platform that we'll be using for Loud Mouth Stereo, the podcast by itself. I kept staring on there because that's what the people know. And I didn't want to up and put Loud Mouth Podcast or anything like that and catch y'all off guard. It's still us. It's still going to be the 2 days, Wednesday and Saturday. I'm just consolidating and moving our shows on to podcast platforms where you could reach it anywhere instead of trying to, if you solely like Loud Mouth Stereo episodes, go through Young Black and Bothered and find them, or go through She Gets It Podcast and find them, even though we will seldomly sprinkle some in there. But if you just want Loud Mouth Stereo episodes, there's going to be a space for that. You can still get merch from us for Loud Mouth Stereo Shop on teespring.com. The link will be in the bio when I post the episode, and you can subscribe to us here on Stereo. If you would like, we do our shows on Wednesday nights at 9:30 and Saturday nights at 9:30. I think you get a better full show from us on Saturdays. Wednesdays is just kind of like catching up, recap, and just be like, you know, a small, cute little topic because Greg and I, we still got to pay bills. So we got to get to bed. We got families. We got things going on. Right now, half of my hair is done. My titties are loose. Like, I'm comfortable. You know, after this, I'm going to be in my bed. So Wednesdays is not really a long show, but it's a good show because it's us. And you will see Loud Mouth Stereo on your podcast platform soon, just like Greg said. I am in Georgia. Greg is in D.C. So, you know, we have different views on different things. Tonight, we're talking about Outside is getting ready to open up. 10 things you want to do. Realistically, Georgia been wide open like prostitutes, punanis. So my list of the 10 things I want to do is going to be completely different from Greg's list. But it's going to be a good list, no matter what.
Yes, indeed.
Greg, you got it.
All right. So, you know, before we get into the, you know, the meat and potatoes, because I know the ladies like meat. They don't like potatoes, but they love meat. But either way, we're going to talk about this podcast shit. Now, I say like every like 3 or 4 episodes, we touch on podcasting shit before we get into it. It adds a little bit of meat to the show, you know, because the potatoes are the good shit, the starch. So you got to get that. But, you know, fat equals flavor and you're going to get the meat. So basically, when it comes to podcasters, a lot of you guys on Stereo and a lot of people who are listening, you know, want to be podcasters, are podcasters. And podcasting is about to change. I mentioned this a little bit last week, but there are paywalls coming with podcasting. I know that Kev and E. Ruth, I know Kev is in here. Shout out to Kev. I know E. Ruth, like they have their show and it would be great for them to monetize. As we record on Stereo, they have taken away the leaderboard and made it harder to actually go and monetize on their platform. So I wanted to inform people of how they can take their content from here and put it on a platform that will actually allow them to get money. Now, I think Stereo did an update where you can actually see the live listeners versus the people who just come in and out of rooms. That's great. They have something where like you can see how many subscribers someone has. And ironically, I was looking at the people who are doing this, and there are a lot of people who have like 40 or 50 subscribers, but they have 3,000 followers. And it's like, oh, so they don't really fuck with your content like they thought they did, huh? So, you know, for me, that's why I say the podcast, like if you start a podcast, you can branch yourself out to more than just Stereo. With that being said, there are obviously the main two, which are Apple and Spotify. Apple announced earlier last week that they will be announcing Apple Podcast Plus. You can listen to the podcast that we did on Saturday about the 10 things that men do that we kind of like touched on that briefly. But, you know, Apple announced even more stuff about their paid podcast subscription. If you decided that you wanted to do a podcast and have people pay for it, similar to Stereo, the service allows you to have premium subscriptions on Apple Podcasts for $19.99 annually. This is per podcast, ladies and gentlemen. So if, you know, Shan decides she wants to do, she gets it premium where you can still have your free shows, but all the premium content, you pay a flat fee of $20 a year, not a month, not overtime, just 20 fucking bucks. And you can get all the bonus content for that year. Apple, somehow, they take a 30% cut from your subscription, the person who's podcasting for the first year, and 15% after that. I think that's a personally good deal for what it is. A lot of people hate it. I know Shan, she's not like too bullish on it, but I enjoy it. I'm not fond of giving people my content and then getting a cut. I'm really not fond of that, but we live in a world where like you get, you know, something for nothing if only you're the company. So Apple, they can sell you a $2,000 laptop and it works like the same, you know, $900 Dell that you get. That's just how the world works. It's called capitalism. So basically Apple, that would be my preferred method because more people listen to podcasts on Apple Podcasts. So it's better to have all your subscriptions flow through there. Most of us have iPhones, so it's just better to have everything in one streamlined thing. Spotify puts out earlier today that they will be doing the same thing and having a creator platform for Anchor. You can listen to our podcast episodes on both of our platforms about how this works. And boy, I just don't trust Anchor. I feel like with Anchor, they kind of burnt, you know, both of us, Shan, and I'm not really too fond of giving them money, knowing that they take money out of people's pockets. They don't give you advertisements and things like that. I will easily steer people in the direction of Apple. There's also a couple more like NPR, New York Times, but nobody is paying New York Times $56 to get premium podcasts. And NPR is NPR, so I mean, fuck them too. But with saying that, I think I was supposed to touch on something about the CDC. I just can't remember right now. I'm still kind of pissed off about the meeting earlier. Basically, so I'm just going to...
You were going to touch on the CDC about the outside part, but we're not there yet.
Oh, okay. So basically, that was my gist of the podcasting world for the week. Now, Shannon's going to ease us in. She just going to put the head in about this, and then I'm going to touch on the CDC, and we're going to get actually into the topic. So, Shan, take the floor.
Nowhere in Nigadom has anybody just put the head in. Okay, so the CDC, let me just tell you how I feel about them. I don't believe shit the CDC says about this virus. And I just feel like this virus is going to mutate and it's going to be the worst by fall. And we basically going to be out here summer test dummies at this point. Because they were telling us that, you know, at the beginning, I want to say 3 months ago, even if you are vaccinated, you still need to basically quarantine. Then they were saying, oh, if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask. Now they're saying you don't need a mask at all if you're vaccinated. But at the same time, you're putting out numbers are growing of the people who are fully vaccinated that have caught the virus and died from the virus. So realistically, you guys just won't say either way, it's a gamble, but it's to us as the CDC, we feel like it's a safer gamble for us if you are vaccinated, but people are still dying even though they're vaccinated. Like, I need people to understand that. Like, even if you are vaccinated, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you shouldn't get vaccinated or you should because that's your business. I ain't telling no one what to do, but I ain't sticking no scientists and perfections, potions mixed up in the lab in my body unless they hold me down and to do it. I'm not sticking my kids or anything. And this is why it makes sense that Bill Gates is working on an alternative for food for us. That's why he bought all that farmland up north. Because for the people who refuse to get the vaccine, he's going to find another way to get the vaccine in us. Okay?
Yep.
And one thing we know for sure about the summer and the spring, people love to eat. People love to go out to eat. People love to be in other places to eat. And basically, most airlines are telling people, in order for you to get on this plane, we need to see that you're vaccinated. They are locking people up for faking tests of vaccinations. Yep. So my thing is, like, if you want to risk it all to get some type of vacation, because I feel like everybody does deserve one, that's your choice. I personally, I'm not trying to fly nowhere. I'm not trying to see nobody. My mom been here for the last 2.5 weeks. I'm not pushing her out of my house. If she wants me to take her back to Florida, we're going to be driving, okay? So, you know, I'm not fucking with no planes. I'm not being around a whole bunch of unnecessary people. I don't really like people like that. So, for me, the CDC can suck a dick, but they're really saying, like, if you're vaccinated, then you should be able to do whatever you want.
Yeah. To piggyback off what you said, I don't know what the fuck the CDC is doing. I feel like they only moved the goalpost. No bullshit. I think they only moved the goalpost when we're coming around a holiday or something important. They said none of this shit for Easter. They said none of this shit for Valentine's Day. But we know Memorial Day is coming up. And they're like, hey, they did the same shit last year. Remember Memorial Day weekend? They're like, oh, yeah, well, people want to go to the beach. They can safely distance with their families. This year it's, oh, well, no, as long as you're vaccinated. 6 hours after they said that Americans can now go outside without a mask, I lied to you not. I went on a bike ride, Shane. I drove, I rolled past a basketball court. I posted this shit on Instagram. I counted in the video later. There were 68 people on that basketball court. I can almost guarantee my life that half the motherfuckers did not know each other. They saw 4 people playing basketball. Hey, y'all playing pickup? I got next. Next thing you know, there's a fucking sea of people playing basketball. You know what they told us less than 6 months ago? We were taking down the rims. And, you know, I think the only thing that was open at public parks, Shan, to be honest with you, was fucking tennis courts. But once they put the rims back, niggas was like, hey, man, we can hoop. It's 82 degrees outside. I'm like, but wait a minute. It's 82 degrees. What's going to happen? Sweat. People spitting and shit. Like, I'm like, how the fuck does this shit work out?
People are hornier than they've ever been right now.
Yo, they're going to be
fucking.
Yo, sundress season starts on Sunday. I'm letting people know this shit. Why? Because May the 4th be with you, and it's coming soon. So you know Cinco de Mayo is the day after that. May 1st is what, Saturday? So yeah, people about to be in full force, halfway naked, doing shit. And the entire fucking pandemic, I don't want to hear people who were already doing shit that they wanted to do now saying, hey, yo, like, you know, I'm going to continue doing what the fuck I'm doing. Why? Because they don't care. So how are you to, like, Shannon and I, like me, I'm vaccinated. But how do I know that you're vaccinated just because you're outside? Because now you can just fucking walk around. They're telling you to not wear a mask. You just told us. Do you know last year at this point, I went to every fucking grocery store you could find. I'm looking for Lysol. I have Lysol out the ass right now. I could probably use Lysol wipes as toilet paper if I fucking wanted to. Because I have so much of that shit, Lysol wipes. If you look at my car, I have hand sanitizer on all four doors. I have Lysol spray and wipes in the dash. So you're trying to tell me all that shit that we boosted the economy for Lysol and shit. None. It's okay. If you're vaccinated, go outside. You know what? We just talked about, Shane, two fucking episodes ago about the one on our show, at least on my show. Mm-hmm. The woman who went and caught COVID, almost died. And they said that the vaccine almost saved her life. I'm starting to think that the whole coronavirus is bringing out the stupid in a lot of these motherfuckers. I read an article when we were talking on Clubhouse about the homegirl who fucking with the eyelid thing, fucking put nail glue in her eyes and like had her eyes closed shut. Earth needs a fucking reboot. And I thought that was the coronavirus. It feels like more people are just dumb. And like, they're not even dumb and dumber. They're just fucking dumb. And it's the CDC's fault. Yo, Fauci told these motherfuckers 6 feet of distance last year in September. Oh, no, we can't have school. You know, these kids have to stay at home because social distance, you know, the classrooms are already too small. Do you know right now, like 2 months ago, they were saying, well, you know what? It's not really 6 feet. It's 3 feet. And their logic behind it was, well, the more studies and tests, I'm like, y'all are doing studies and tests how if these motherfuckers are at home? You cannot be testing these fucking kids if they're at home. Make it make sense to me. So then they moved the goalpost on that shit. And just like us, specifically black folks, and, you know, me being black, I can say this shit, and y'all can suck my dick if you don't feel like you agree. It feels like the shit that people were comfortable with doing and adjusting to doing, they done got out the fucking window. I remember Gucci and Jeezy. They were fucking 78 people in like 3 feet of each other. I was like, bet. Like, okay, we're going here. The Super Bowl had to have a live audience. UFC was just last Saturday, and they had fucking 60,000 people there. I looked today, Shan, where you at? The Atlanta soccer team? Nobody watches soccer. Nobody watches MLS soccer. They said that they will allow full capacity games for their soccer events, to the point where I'm sitting there like, you know what? Just open every fucking thing up. I'm going to stay my black ass in the house. So when you motherfuckers die and I'm out here like Rick Grimes, I'm completely fine with that shit. I know how to survive around zombies. I done watched the shit for 12 years. I saw Dawn of the Dead. I know how to live and survive with you motherfuckers not on Earth. And I'd much rather it. I'm trying to understand.
When I go into like food places, because I went to Big Days this weekend, and I went to go get some wings. You know how it's only 20 people in the capacity or whatever. Clearly, it's like 36 people in here, and ain't nobody counting, and don't nobody give a fuck. You just taking orders, and you want people to leave. So I'm just like, can we take these signs down? Because clearly, ain't nobody following the rules or shit. Like, it's dumb at this point. It's dumb.
Yo, people have gotten to the point where it's like, yo, they'll do what they can to avoid. And people, I guess, like the government and CDC are like, you know what? If they're not going to abide by the rules, just let's lift them. But the thing is, when we're back at home in August and they're talking about, hey, you know what? We let y'all have a hot girl summer, a wild out summer, whatever the fuck you want to call that shit. But you know what? Now the deaths have tripled because not only are the people who are vaccinated, they're not completely vaccinated. We're according to what CDC, they said Pfizer is 93% allegedly. So that's not even fucking. Imagine, you know, for a fact, you leave out of your house, right? You charge your phone all night, all fucking night. You wake up to go to work in the morning and that shit's at 93%. You probably question why the fuck your phone, it's been sitting in there all fucking day and it couldn't get to 100%. That's how I feel about the fucking vaccine. And I took the shit. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, wait a minute. What was the difference that y'all said, you know what? It's not 100% effective. It's not even 98%. It's 93. So mind you, they're telling you that 93% is enough for you to take it. Cool. And then a month after they say, you know what? We got the vaccine in enough people's arms. What we'll do is we'll say, you know what? We'll open up to some more people. It's not just the old heads. It's, you know, let's open it up to the workers and the teachers and shit like that. Because if we get the teachers back in the school, we get the students in the school. But guess what? The fucking teachers have to deal with the students who ain't fucking vaccinated. So I'm like, okay, like, am I stupid here? Like,
the article in Florida where they're not allowing the teachers that got vaccinated in the school.
Yo, do you see what I'm saying? you're trying to tell me that, like, and I know this show, ladies and gentlemen, like, you know, please, we're going to get to the 10 things we do plan on doing. But mind you, the thing is plan. Keyword there is plan. But back to what Shan was saying, like, yo, they're telling people if you're vaccinated, you can't come around people. We like what? I'm looking like fucking Nick Young in a GIF. I'm just like, I got my head cocked to the side. Like, what the what? So, yo, Shan, I'm going to read a quick article. So apparently an Instagram model went viral because instead of wearing a mask into the supermarket, she painted a mask on her face. To what I have to say, couldn't you have just put the fucking mask on?
She you, could have. No,
I lied to you not. If you look up on, like, you can Google it. It says, foreign influencer slammed for painted mask on her face to enter the supermarket. If you had that much time to paint your fucking face for a mask, why didn't you just wear it? It's almost like people, like, I know people are like, oh, I can't breathe. I'm like, yo, you know who can't breathe? The people who died. Because you dumbasses don't. The last president we had, that motherfucker caught COVID and lied about it. Talking about, oh, I'm okay. Dude looked like he was on his deathbed walking. We have people now that, like, what was the dude? Debo from Friday. They just put out an announcement on Apple News. I got that shit on my phone today. He died almost a year ago. You know what they said? Well, he had COVID symptoms in his body. Well, oh. So now we're saying that the motherfuckers who have died, yeah, guess what? COVID. It's still there, baby. What are we doing? Like, make this shit make sense to me. So the fact that the government and the CDC are saying, you know what? These motherfuckers gonna do what they want anyway. Tell them they ain't got to wear, you know, they do not have to wear masks. Excuse me, but I just...
Because they see us as test dummies, lab rats. They don't really care about our health. They don't care about how many people die from this shit. They don't care about how many people actually get vaccinated. They just wanted to see how much or how strong their influence was because they out here paying companies to push that their audiences get vaccinated. If you have to pay a company under the table and you don't want companies to say that they're getting paid, but they are getting paid because other owners are talking to me about how they're being bribed to push people to get vaccinated, that's a problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this right here is, you know, something I thought about when they said this and it actually pissed me off. I think I told you that my job is requiring a start on May 3rd to go back into the office on a rotational schedule. I don't mind this because I'm like, you know what? I knew it was coming. I just rather be prepared for it, right? Cool. No big deal. They told me I had a couple more weeks so I can wait until almost the end of May. Knock on wood. They might change that shit. Cool. My issue is this. My job told us we are required to wear masks and shit like that. Boom, 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 boom. Right? You have to wear the mask. You have to wear, you know, the proper PPE. You have to be safe and social distance, blah, 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 when you get to the workplace. But if you're telling people if they go outside, they don't have to wear fucking masks, what happens when that coworker of yours goes in their lunch break to fucking Starbucks and decide, you know what? I'm outside. I take off my mask that I've been wearing all fucking day. Just go out from here to Starbucks, even if it's fucking two blocks. I catch COVID and then I go back into the fucking office and put the mask back on. Isn't this not defeating the fucking purpose?
Yes.
Or am I bugging? And mind you, I'm telling my boss this and she's looking at me like I got seven heads. I'm like, yo, like, I just don't get it. So I'm at the point now. I'm like, yo, my next job, if that shit is not 93% remote for all the percentages that fucking CDC told me I took with this fucking Pfizer shit, on top of the fact that next year I got to go right back and stand in line for a booster shot. I'm like, yo, I have not had a booster shot since I was six. What the fuck? What?
Yeah.
The shit does, it does not make logical, like, sense to me. But without taking it...
If you don't have the answer, I would respect you more if you tell me I don't have an answer for that, rather than you sit there and repeat the same shit I've already heard.
No, I just want the government to be like, hey, if you're going to be dumb and die, it's on you. At that point, I'm like, you know what? I respect it. I absolutely fucking respect it. Because people have already been doing what the fuck they want to do for a year. So you saying, you know what? All the shit that you said last year about 6 feet distance, you know, social distance, don't touch surfaces without washing your hands with hand sanitizer and shit like that. Now they said, oh, it's okay to touch surfaces. COVID don't land on surfaces. I'm like, so you're trying to tell me motherfuckers were walking out here with like full on like body suits to go check the mail that, you know what? That don't matter. Oh, hand sanitizer. Who needs that? No, fuck hand sanitizer. You don't need it. You can't catch COVID from that. And then when they catch the shit, they already got vaccinated, and then they go catch it. And they almost die. Or they do die. Because here's the thing. Now the thing is, people are fucking dying. I'm just waiting for people to turn into fucking zombies so I can shoot them in the head like Rick Grimes and them. Because I'm at that point. Because this shit is dumb to me. It is absolutely fucking stupid. Now, you know, I don't want to go on a tangent too long about it, and this is not the show for that. I think we need to have a show about COVID. Just one. We've never done it, but I think we need to. I will read down all the highlighted news. We can talk shit and talk shop. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the show for that. The show is actually outside is open because according to the CDC, it is fucking open. What will Shan and Greg actually do? And what will we plan to do when it's actually open? Now, I will give a precursor to this. When we say things that we plan on doing, we're practicing safety. We're not out here going to Tulum with no fucking mask on. We're not going on Etsy and Fiverr and buying fake ass vaccination cards, because you motherfuckers are doing that. And I've seen it. Y'all on Twitter posting your mom's vaccination card. You just made a photocopy of it because your names are similar. I saw that. Y'all really got to stop. But what we're going to do is we'll get to these voicemails and we're going to get straight into the 10 things that we do plan on doing whenever it is safe. Usually when the rest of you motherfuckers who are crazy die. So, Shan, go ahead, hit that button.
Hey, Greg. See what I did there, bro? hey, Greg. Who are they telling? This is kind of a rhetorical question. I know the answer, but I'm just trying to make sure you and I have heard the same thing. Who did the CDC or whoever it was, who did they advise that they no longer have to wear masks outside? Who did they say no longer has to wear masks outside? Everybody or a specific group of people?
Niggas.
Basically, people who got vaccinated, you can do what you want.
Yeah. But here's the, like, do you remember that movie? I think Denzel Washington was in it, Fallen. So I never watched the entire movie because I thought it was really weird. And I'm not into like those weird sci-fi movies that the plot isn't a plot. It's just something. But in the movie Fallen, apparently, like, you know, you get like taken over by like a spirit. Right. And that's fine. But this is how I feel about the COVID situation. How the fuck are you going to know if that person's been vaccinated because you decided to be like TLC in the video where I think like T-Boss said something about like somebody had AIDS or some shit like that. You just don't fucking know. You just out here hooping and going to play golf and going to the grocery store and all that. And you're like, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. I can't catch COVID because I got vaccinated. And then 3 days later, you sitting here like talking about you got symptoms. You can't breathe. Your temperature went up. Like,
let me just say, you go and find, we are living in a society where we're still trying to convince people to put on condoms.
Yeah. But here's the thing. People would much rather wear a condom than wear a fucking mask. And that's what's scary. 570,000 people have died from this shit in the past year. So now y'all are saying, you know what? All the shit we told y'all to do to prevent yourself, since y'all ain't doing it, or most of y'all aren't doing it, cool. And the reason why is because for me, it's three markets, which are the reasons why people are doing that. Football season's coming up again. Mm-hmm. What happens with football? Most of the stadiums are outdoors. We saw that. They had WrestleMania 3 weeks ago in Florida because Florida's a piece of shit. And they decide, you know what? Florida, if y'all want to host an event, just host it in Florida for a week until we figure out this COVID shit and we lift up the laws. Go ahead to their stadiums. I'm like, so you got people flying from California, Vegas, D.C., New York, Texas, Nebraska, shit like that. You got all these different fucking components going to go see a UFC event or go to see the fucking Super Bowl. All in Florida with people who all, there are more articles from Florida. They have Florida Man. I've seen articles saying where people go and fucking try to eat alligators and bath salts from Florida. So y'all are going to Florida knowing that it's a cesspool for niggas who already got COVID. And now you're taking more people who have COVID and taking them down there. And then what happens is they go back to D.C. They go back to Texas. They go back to California. They go to Nebraska and they spread the shit again. Did we not learn from the fucking Contagion movie where that white lady who does like the pussy soaps and shit, Gwyneth Paltrow? Yo, she brought the shit from China, wherever the fuck she brought it from, came back. And then she died. And everybody was trying to figure out, well, what the fuck happened? It came from a fucking bat at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert. So now we got this fucking COVID shit. It's like, yo, like, The CDC, I don't even know what they want to do anymore. Y'all told us 6 feet. Then it's like, oh, it's 3 feet. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me, hey, as long as they don't look you directly in your eyes and can blink twice and you can see their pupils, it's fine. No, shit's not right, bro. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
My thing is, ask people to be vaccinated before they had them flying around places. Now I feel like they're just working backwards.
Yeah. They've run out of ideas because they want the world to get back to some normal. And I'm all for getting the world back to some normal, but we need to get, I don't want to say not needles in people's arms, but we need to be safe. That's all I want people to do is be safe. I want, if you could convince me personally that I can go and have my daughter go and take a vaccine that won't kill her, and it will keep her just as safe as it's keeping me, then I would believe y'all. But y'all are clearly saying, you know what? Adults are fine, but kids aren't. So imagine me taking my daughter around another adult and she's just passing shit around. Like, you know, if you just took a piece of toilet paper, wiped your ass and just shook everybody's hand. That's what it feels like with COVID. With kids. It's like, oh, like they can just be walking around having the shit. And nobody would know the wiser. But the adults, hey, we're vaccinated up to 93%. Up to 79%. They just told people that they can take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine again after 5 days, Shan. They pulled it off the shelf for 5 days, an official work week. They said, hey, no, we got to pull all this shit off the shelves. The Johnson & Johnson shit, like, actually, it's not good for you. They spiked the shit or whatever the fuck you want to call it. It don't work. Don't take it. Then 5 days later, they say, oh, it's good. Y'all can keep going. What the fuck? What? I feel like I'm getting, like, to me, in my personal opinion, I'm going to just keep it real brief. It feels like they're using the COVID vaccine like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck use Michael Jordan's secret sauce. That's what it feels like. It's just water. And they're like, hey, just take this shit. That's how it's feeling at this point. And, you know, somebody would feel a way. They would actually probably cancel me if that ever became like a viral moment, a viral tweet and some shit like that. But in my humble opinion, it's like, yo, you're telling people that certain people can take it, certain people can't. Kids can't take it, but you want to, you know, you want them to go back to school. Not only do you want them to go to school, right, then you want them to go from school, get back on the school bus or wherever you got to do, daycare, school, and then go back to their parents who are already vaccinated, but they can have the shit. So they just sitting, the babies and kids, they're touching surfaces, they're coughing, and kids just coughing shit just for no fucking reason. They get you sick again, and you're sitting there.
They're not supposed to be licking just because they don't know what this tastes like. And you telling me I should be okay with sending my child back to camp or daycare? No, I'm not cool with that.
Yo, I knew something was up. I
need, like, child interaction, but I'm not cool with. They have not had a cold. They have not had a stomach virus. They have not had the flu. Like, my kid's been healthy as hell at my house.
Yo. My dentist and my doctor, now mind you, I go to the doctor now more than I go to the dentist. And I'm like, okay, if I brush my teeth, I floss, and I do the shit I'm supposed to do, I'm fine. And for the most part, I have been. Do I want to go to the dentist? Absolutely. But I have a friend who caught fucking COVID going to the dentist. And I was like, what the fuck? Wait, the dentist? And here's the reason why. Here's the fucking reason why. The dentist apparently went to Europe. Went to Europe. And came back.
The question, have you traveled outside of the United States in the past 4 months?
Exactly. And it's like, okay, well, did you quarantine, blah, 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 blah. Do you know what they said? They said, well, you know, the flight, you know, that delayed everything. I stayed home for a day or two, but I had to get back to work because I had clients. That's what I'm trying to fucking avoid. Shit like that. Yo, there are people right now that I can't trust around my kid. I'm vaccinated. I don't even trust these motherfuckers. So imagine going to a fucking school, like having your kid go to school and they already don't like their fucking teacher. Their teacher's going to brunch on Sunday and teaching the class on Monday. No mask on or anything. Future said mask on, fucking mask on. Like, next voice. I'm sorry, y'all. I be going on tangents all the time, but this shit I'm like really like adamant about. And if you want to get vaccinated, go get vaccinated. Do what the fuck you got to do. But the CDC moving the goalposts that much by saying, you know what? Fuck these masks. It's okay. You ain't got to wear it. I was like, yo, what's going to happen when these cops, the ones that are killing these black people, like they're killing us. They're not wearing fucking masks. They're like, you know what? We're outside. We're just arresting and killing niggas. But you know what? Either I can call for them and kill them or I can shoot them and kill them because that's what's next. I know that's an extreme. Here's the thing. I know it's an extreme and somebody's like, oh, Greg, come on now. That's a lot. Is it though? Because how many stories have you read where, you know, you know, grocery store Karen was upset that she couldn't go into the fucking supermarket without a mask on. And she goes and coughs on the fucking produce. I remember these times. This was like 4 months ago.
Let me tell you, I've been washing the shit out of my produce.
Yeah, it's just, it's wild to me. And I know we've gone on way too long about this. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into, Shannon, just go ahead. Play the voicemails. I'm going to get to these 10 to make it a little bit more
fun. Hey, y'all have to realize that America is very fragile. I mean, you see how people be acting because they can't, you know, go to bars and go everywhere else. So, I mean, it only makes sense. Mm-hmm. The CDC ain't, I don't even listen to that stuff because it is what it is. They just, it's all about the temperature of the moment and how people feel at the moment. So I don't know. I feel both of y'all on it. I'm conflicted about getting the vaccine myself, and y'all making it very hard for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Of course. Sorry.
Hey bro. I'm okay. What they talking about? Oh, don't wear masks. Don't do this, man. I'm still doing it, bro. I don't give a flying hootie hoo about any of that crap. I'm wearing masks. I'm the Teflon Don, bro.
No, and you know, to be real brief, that's me. I'm one of those things. I feel like wearing the mask, it stopped me from having conversations I didn't need to have. Imagine, like, you know, Shane, you're a woman. You're a beautiful woman. Imagine you just having a mask on. You ain't got to answer to no mother. There's nobody catcalling you. You got your mask on. You can keep on fucking walking. What they going to say? Smile? No, because you can't. You're not supposed to see this. None of this up here. So I'm going to continue to wear a mask. I'm going to be like, and this is no disrespect to, you know, anybody in the Asian community, but when they were doing the shit and we were looking at them crazy, they're like, why the fuck are they wearing masks in public places and shit like that? Clearly, they had it right.
Listen, clearly. Michael Jackson was crazy when he was always wearing a mask around his. Listen. Today, I went to Home Depot with my fro out and a bandana. I said, why do I care that my hair is not straightened? They can't even see my face. Put this mask on and go get my shit.
Yeah, man.
I'm good to go.
Hey, what's up, She Gets It Pod? Sorry I didn't acknowledge you in that other question of mine. Now, Greg, She Gets It Pod said vaccinated people. You said niggas, right? Now, come clean, bro. Come clean now, young bro. Did you know that that was the advisory just for people who have been vaccinated and that the CDC was not telling everybody to go out and not wear a mask? I'm not saying you didn't know that, bro, but I'm just saying you didn't say that. I'm just trying to figure out where you're coming from. I'm just trying to figure out, are you, you know, a serious person? As it relates to this very serious topic. Hey, you and I sound like we're on the same side of things. I'm a very cautious person too, right? As it relates to this and a bunch of other stuff in life, but, come clean, man. Come clean, bro. You're very entertaining, though. I mean, I like your style. I like your delivery. Nothing wrong with that. You're going to blow up somewhere, somehow. But did you know that that was an advisory just for those who have been vaccinated?
Okay. Let me say this, and I'm going to double down. They meant that shit for niggas. I mean that. Like, everybody who, like, what, a month ago before they raised it, like, I have an email in my inbox now saying, you know what? People can go get vaccinated now. There were people in our community, my community, that couldn't get vaccinated in our community. We had to go out to the suburbs to go get vaccinated because we work in those districts. We live in like DC right now. When it started, they were like, okay, you had to be 65 and older. And in those communities, 65 and older, you know, they might be white and they might be black, but they say, you know what? If you're a senior citizen, if you have type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, who has these things? The black community. When they were saying, you know, teachers, they can now come get vaccinated. Most of the teachers where I live, and like even like in Georgia and for all those states that had high numbers, are black. Mm. That, and more importantly, there are people like white descent and stuff like that. They've made it crystal fucking clear. I'm not getting vaccinated. The president, the previous one, said he was not getting vaccinated until he caught the shit. Like, am I saying something wrong here? Like, you know, so when they, you know, when you're saying to convey the message of, you know, vaccinated people, a lot of us are being vaccinated because honestly, the only way we can actually perform our duties is to be vaccinated. The people who work in people like us who work, I'm sorry, not us, but like black and brown people, because I don't want to just make it exclusive to black, but our community that work in grocery stores and nail salons at malls and shit like that, they were given the option to be vaccinated first because they needed them. They didn't say, hey, you know what? If you work at a Fortune 500 company, go ahead here. The NBA, they got the vaccines before the fucking NFL. Why? Because it's fucking 97% black. They put them in a fucking bubble last year. They gave them a month and a half off and said, hey, I understand it's COVID and we had to push everything back in the summer. But you know what? Y'all get 3 or 4 weeks off and we're going to come back and get the season back over. They finished the football season knowing every fucking week there were football players and stuff like that. They purposely didn't vaccinate them until after the season because they said, you know what? The show must go on.
I don't believe in COVID.
Yeah. So when it comes to being vaccinated, if you look at the numbers of people who, like, just by, like, demographic of people who have been vaccinated versus the people who haven't, the large majority is black and brown folks. So I wasn't wrong at all. And I'm not trying to sound like disrespectful. I'm not trying to, like, you know, knock him. All I'm saying is this. When I say niggas, I'm talking us, the people who work in the service industry, people who actually have to do for the people who are there. It's known knowledge right now. We're talking 575,000 people died to the point where they pointed out in recent studies saying that, you know, the people who have died due to COVID and stuff like that over the last year, they're doing studies saying that, well, it was because of obesity and things like that. There was, and I'm not being a conspiracy theorist here. Please forgive me. I really ain't. You know, they told me when I went to the doctor, I've known this my entire fucking life. But when I asked them, when I went to go get my vaccine, I asked one question and they looked at me like I had, again, 7 heads. I was like, wait a minute. I was told that I had, you know, when they ask you, you know, have you had come in contact with somebody, blah, 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 blah. Do you take any medications? I told them I took vitamin D supplements and they looked at me like, what the fuck? Vitamin D? So I'm just going to tell you to go and Google like vitamin D deficiency and COVID. It links into us niggas, black people, whatever. And the fact that they already say that we're vitamin D deficient for the most part, at least 60. I think it's like that's the official number from what I can remember. It was 62% of us are vitamin D deficient. However, we're supposed to, when you go get vaccinated, you're supposed to tell them you're vitamin D deficient. The reason why is because you're injecting something in your arm. That's why people are like, oh, yeah, my arm hurts. It burns. I got a bump and shit like that. These all tie into each other. So when he was saying, you know, do you know what demographic you're talking to? Niggas. I will double, triple, and quadruple down on that shit. They've never had to go and tell a white person to go get vaccinated. Why? Because they'll gladly give it to them and they'll turn it down. I can show you the email now. They're like, hey, by the way, you know, now all of a sudden, and Shan, you'll get this email tomorrow, I guarantee you. They'll be like, oh, well, now more people can go get vaccinated. It's open to everybody now. Why is it all of a sudden open to everybody? Because they have a surplus of it now. They have more vaccines than they have people that want to take it. But what is the large population in the world? White, right? So who's not taking a vaccine? It ain't us. The numbers speak for themselves, my friend. Again, no disrespect. It's just facts, man.
Push the messages because my hands have masks on it. I can't touch it.
My fact.
My thing is that people have been able to fly this whole time. That's how you know, we really don't care. It's all about the show. Right. And, you know, if we could keep deaths down, that's good. But it's a show. We've been flying this whole time, and that's how you know. This just everything's a facade.
Right.
Yeah. Like, and, you know, to piggyback on what he said, yeah, you can fly, but what places can you fly to? Didn't the UK just ban us from flying there again recently? Now, feel free to fact check me, but I could have sworn they have it where you cannot fly into the UK without having your vaccination card. I need somebody to please fact check me because I do not want to sound like the guy who's giving misinformation. But I read that at least in the UK, if you're coming into the UK, you have to be vaccinated. Who hasn't done that? The fucking United States. We will gladly go to fucking Tulum and fuck their shit up. That's why resorts can't get rid of people. I mean this shit from the bottom of my heart. I have a friend. She caught COVID while she was down there in Tulum. She refuses to come back up because she's loving the beach life. And that's fine. Do your thing. But the issue is you caught it down there. Now that you've caught it, you're like, okay, I'm good. I already caught back. You know, I've caught COVID before. I should be straight. But here's the thing. Are you going to go get the vaccine now? if you're not going to get the vaccine, are you going to be safe? No, you're still just going to be out here doing your fucking thing because you think in your heart of hearts, hey, if I got it, it can't be worse than what I already had. How many people have told you that shit before, Shan?
It's people that have caught it multiple times.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, I'm a move on.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? She gets it pod. Hey, Greg, what's going on, guys? I just got caught in your web of information about the COVID-19 and the Johnson & Johnson. Oh, my gosh, that's frustrating. That is definitely frustrating. I mean, my whole thing right now is before I was an advocate about, you know, of taking the vaccine. And then when the variants came out, see, that's the problem. The variant that's in India, it is different. It's over here in the West already. It's killing people. So they gathered all the scientists around the world and got a vaccine in an unprecedented amount of time. But now the elements that make up a variant have not been included in those tests. That's my problem.
Of course.
So now what are you trying to say? Take everything now? Nah, we got to wait. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Fact, man. Fact. That, I mean, he's stating nothing but facts, man. Like, it just is what it is, man. Like, I do not have all the answers. I am not a fucking licensed, you know, person that does, like, medical, and I'm not that. But what I do is I read the fucking articles. So when I read the articles, I do my own research, and I suggest everybody else do theirs as well. But what you're not going to do is tell me one thing in fucking March, and then in April you move the goalpost because, A, it's Memorial Day weekend, and we need them numbers. Because we know, and I said, I don't know if he was in here earlier when I said this, I was like, they only start lowering the limits and the zones and the phases right around holidays. And it's like, we saw it last year, Memorial Day weekend, they say, you know what, we're going to go from fucking phase one to phase three, and the numbers spike. So they say, you know what, we're moving down to phase two. And then they say, you know what, we'll stay in phase two, but we'll, instead of having 25% capacity at places, we'll have 50% capacity. These are all fucking facts, mind you. This was 4th of July. Then all the numbers spiked up to the point where CNN, you could not fucking turn on the news. And they blamed everything. Go and fact check this shit. This is not me sitting here making up shit as I go. Do you not remember the fucking Black Lives Matter, like, stuff that was going on with the rally? They were blaming that shit on that. They were saying the numbers are so high in COVID because Black people are having protests. Am I making this shit up here? Like, I know I can't possibly be making this shit up. So that was July. The number spiked up. Why? Because that is the number three traveling holiday in the fucking world. So there's that. So you got the 4th of July. Then they were like, you know what? The number spiked up. We're just going to slow shit up. At that point, people had already had their fun. They had Memorial Day weekend. They had, you know, the 4th of July. People chilled out for a while. The number started to dwindle and everything. But then they say, you know what? Labor Day weekend's coming up. Labor Day weekend had the highest spike in 2020. Highest. And then what happened? The numbers dropped a little bit. But why did they drop? Because it got colder outside. And this is with any fucking variant of like flu or anything like that. The number dropped when you actually stayed in the fucking house. What were more people doing for Thanksgiving and staying in the fucking house? So the numbers drop. Then in January, they're like, hey, the numbers are dropping. Let's just go ahead and drop a phase while we're at it. They dropped the fucking phase. And the next thing you know, numbers went up. The reason why? People got tired of being in the house October, November, December. So come January, we want to be out here. We need to be in these fucking streets. So they did that shit. February came around, numbers went up. And then they were like, wait a minute, like, you know, what's coming up? Prom season and graduations and shit like that. So we're going to start saying, you know what, let's get this vaccine in people's arms because life goes on. The kids need to get back to their friends. I'm like, these fucking kids been around their friends. They have more time to spend with their friends. They got every social fucking platform in the world. They got Instagram, all the shit we got, the shit that we're talking on now. I can guarantee you there's more people their age than our age on this fucking app. Guarantee fucking to you. So you're trying to tell me the kids need to be with their friends and they always are because they have more time? Even us. Think about it. The work day that you had from 9 to 5, now you can go to the grocery store at fucking 11 o'clock in the morning because you ain't doing shit. You can go on a run for your lunch break because, you know what? I can go and shower and just get back to work versus, oh, you know what? I'm going to smell like shit until 5 o'clock when I can go home because I don't trust the gym showers at my office. These are things. These are like tangible things that you know for a fact. Not only are they fact, you've probably done them yourself. So you got that. I'm just a proponent of like being a little bit more safer about things and just thinking things through. But I know for a fact the people who are vaccinated, and the people that they're talking to when they say, you know what, get out there, are us, the guinea pigs, us, people, black and brown people who actually have to do the service industry, the, you know, working at the parks and recreations and stuff like that. Those are the people who they want to be out there. Notice all the things that they didn't open up, though. Museums. Public parks. All the shit white people like to do. They ain't open that shit up yet. You think they doing tour? You think they doing tours of the fucking Statue of Liberty? Absolutely not. You think Rucker Park wasn't open on Monday when they said it was 83 degrees and you could take your mask off? That motherfucker was jumping. They talking about doing live concerts, Coachellas and shit like that. Yeah, white people go to Coachella and stuff like that. White people, they definitely go to concerts and stuff like that. But you know who've been doing concerts the entire fucking COVID? Black people, brown people. So that'll just say, hey, it's okay to do that shit. Just go ahead and go out there and do that. Taylor Swift ain't announced no fucking concert. Tory Lanez did. Chris Brown did. Drake did. Yo, it's about to be real, real out here. That's all I'm going to say, man. I'm going to just leave it alone. We got voicemails. We're going to play them. And we're going to get to these fucking 10.
Let me play this next message. We got a woman. We got Tori.
You're absolutely not making that up. Hey, Greg, how's it going?
What's up, Tori?
Let's make a bet, bro. I don't know how much you're going to make the bet for. $10, $20, $50. I bet you anything there's more white diabetics in this country than black diabetics. I bet you anything. Want to bet?
No, sure. The reason why he can't bet me is because my wife is white and she has type 1 diabetes. But I said type 2, which is in a large margin, what? Black. So, I mean, if you want to bet and lose your money, be my guest. Yo, Shan, am I lying?
And the people I've seen to be most resistant to wearing the mask. Okay, so I think the whole thing, and I heard people like in government type positions talk about, so we need to give a reward. I forget who I heard say this, but we need to give a reward to those people who are doing the right things out there and who got vaccinated. We need to give them a reward, to which I heard from a relative that Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN said, shit, I thought the reward was staying alive. But there are so many, and that's how it is in my neighborhood, man. I live in Michigan. You said something earlier, Greg. I'm like, I wonder, he live in Michigan too. But hey man, you know, I look around, like where I'm at, it's more the white folks than the black folks who seem to be having a hard time and resisting the mask thing. So I think the advisory was given for white people to kind of tell them, come on y'all, come and get the vaccine. If you get the vaccine, you don't have to wear the mask. I don't see as many black people fighting the mask mandates as white people.
Okay, I hear you. I'm gonna just say this, and this is no disrespect to you and where you live at, but you live in Michigan. I'm talking about all the states that have high populations of black people. Those were always the first ones that, and right now to this day, are the ones that have been lifted first. They always lift restrictions for those places first. Florida, clearly outside of the retirement divisions that are, what, there's four districts in Florida that have the high populations of retirees. If you take that equation out of it, when you see and you think Florida, you think like some melanin is there, right?
A little bit.
And that's where the numbers are. Yeah, just a little bit. Georgia. I just told you that, like down there. A high probability of black people. North Carolina. All the states that they're telling people, yo, like it's okay that you don't have to wear masks. You can restrict it. New York. Even though there's a high population of white people, there's an even higher demographic of black people who work in the industries that they were opening up. Let's open up the bars. You think white people fucking working at TGI Fridays and shit like that? You know, the people wearing the mask while you sitting out there eating your brunch and shit like that are black and brown people, people of color. And they getting sick because you just have to have your crepes. You gotta have your fucking French toast. And then when the numbers go up, y'all aren't thinking about the people who work in those service industries. You're thinking about, oh, well, this is cool. So for him, you know, I'm going to just say this. Michigan, nobody was fucking thinking about Michigan. And that's no disrespect to Michigan. When I think of, you know, highly populated areas of people who are getting, you know, vaccinated, I'm thinking of the places where people want to travel. I'm 34. I've yet to hear somebody say, you know, it would be a good place to visit for a week? Michigan. Never heard it.
Yeah.
But and you know, in concentrated areas, I have to be crystal clear about concentrated areas. All the places that people are going and populating the shit with COVID are places that are, you know, Mexico, Tulum. What else we got? Obviously, the UK, because people have been traveling there as well. We have people going north. People are going to, like, Maine, Rhode Island. They had to go and reenact Rhode Island's thing all over again because people were going up there because there's more beaches there. And since it's warmer, people want to go travel there. What's happening? The numbers went up. People were going to Florida. The numbers aren't going up in Florida. It's just more people going to Florida. And the reason why the numbers aren't going up in Florida is because nobody outside of the retirees live in Florida. And even when they do, they live there a third of the year, Shan. And where do they go the rest of the year? All of these other states that are spread. Just imagine having a roach in your fucking house. Do you think they just sit on your couch or do they go to the outskirts of your home? That's what happened with COVID. Oh, yeah, we can go and travel to Miami and to Fort Lauderdale and, you know, all the fucking beach, West Palm Beach and shit like that. We don't live there. We get an Airbnb. We be there for a week. We spread fucking COVID. And then we go back to California and Nebraska and Michigan. All I'm saying, that's how it works, man. But next voicemail.
Here's my question for Kevin Morris. If it is, did you call it a play? I forget what you called it to Kevin Morris, but okay, here's my question for you, man. If it's not real, if it's not a real thing, you know, if you can look at the fact that there's never been a ban on Americans, you know, flying. I'm not sure what the bans have been when it comes to flying, but I'll take your word for that. What's up with the billionaire owners of all the sports franchises, man? Why are those billionaire owners, you know, and I'm sorry, they're not all billionaires, but why are the wealthy owners of sports franchises, basketball, football, baseball, why are they surrendering so much money? You know what I'm saying? Why are they agreeing to let their teams play in empty stadiums and stuff like that? What do they get out of it? Why are they surrendering? Because these owners, from what I've seen them over my life, man, they greedy as fuck. You know what I'm trying to say? They love to get that bottom line. Mm-hmm. Why they play along with the pandemic? Why are they giving up?
I'll give you a one word answer. Sponsorships. They didn't just have March Madness.
Way more money than anything else. And at the end of the year, they get a tax credit.
Yo, Chan, no lie, I bullshit you not. Duke was not in the contest this year for the NCAA tournament because one person caught COVID. Their school lost a sponsorship as a result of that because one fucking person had that. Since they lost the sponsorship, now it's like you have to play catch up. So think of like professional leagues. Let me start back. When it comes to the NCAA, they already don't fucking pay the players. The owners get paid. The coaches get paid like lucrative contracts, but the players play for free with the hopes of becoming a professional so they can get their money on the back end. When they go and catch COVID, you know what they say? The team can't play. Since the team can't play, this team can't get sponsorships. So rather than go and say, you know what? Because none of the numbers came out for COVID when it came to the NCAA tournament. They didn't play in a bubble. They could go where the fuck they wanted to for the tournament. They've never put out these numbers. The NBA, when, you know, one person caught COVID, when the dumbass who went, I can't remember his name, he plays on Utah. He coughed on the fucking mic, and the next thing you know, he caught COVID. What'd they have to do? They had to shut the shit down. When they shut that stuff down, their pockets already lined with the sponsorships. So when they have the sponsorships, they last for, you know, however extent that the contract is. But when, like, say, for example, you're watching TV, but you're getting fucking an hour show, but you have 40 minutes of commercial. Like, where the fuck the show at? That's when it came to sports. Like, you have to have certain things to honor your contract. That's why sports has been able to go on. UFC, even though it's a sport, that's, to me, it's not considered like soccer or football or, you know, basketball. UFC, that shit's been going on the entire time to the point where Dana White had to go and purchase a fucking private island for people to fight on. He had to go to Yas Island in Dubai in order to continue to have fights. So he had fighters like literally getting sick because they had to cut weight because they were in Vegas 1 week and they had to travel to Dubai, make weight, fight on Saturday, and then go back to the United States. Notice what I said. They went in a week from Vegas to Dubai after the fight, going back to Vegas. What happened to that 14-day window where they're supposed to quarantine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dana White, Joe Rogan, Daniel Cormier, one week they could be like, you know what, we're fighting at Yas Island in Dubai, and then a week later, hey, we're in Vegas. Like, how the fuck, like, did we just completely just say fuck the quarantining period? Because they did. And the reason why is you have sponsorships. More recently, the UFC, they actually canceled their, I don't want to say canceled, but their thing with Reebok expired. Reebok is no longer a sponsor, so they're sponsored by someone else now. And I'm pretty sure the reason why is because, you know, like, we don't have anything coming in. You're having these events, but there's no concession. There's no people buying tickets to that shit. So you have to pay these fighters. In order to pay these fighters, what do you have to have? Sponsorships, right? So if you don't have these sponsorships that are paying you, the same way when you watch TV and you see a Pepsi commercial, they're paying that channel to show that shit. Why do you think now, all of a sudden, now that COVID's starting to, I don't want to say wrap up, but, you know, things are starting to get back to a new normal, all the fucking prices for shit are raising. Netflix just said their shit is going up a dollar. Hulu just said their shit's going up a dollar. Spotify just said next month that shit is going up $1.99. They got to make their money back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the proof's in the pudding, man.
Yes, sir. Another message.
Greg, only doctor you've mentioned that I've heard, I'm in and out listening to you. I apologize if I missed you, mentioned another doctor, but I'm very skeptical of people I hear speak in a very authoritative, for lack of a better term, know-it-all kind of way about, you know, COVID and the pandemic, and they don't mention doctors. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say? And so the people, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a natural science person. I'm a social science person, right? That's my background. So I try to find doctors. I try to run across doctors who seem to me to be very knowledgeable, very sincere, mm-hmm. you know, not people trying to seek ratings and get popular and get their own show. And so I think my favorite one out of the whole pandemic is a doctor out of University of Minnesota named Michael Osterholm. I like him a lot. He seems strong in what he knows and his experience. And there's a couple of others I'm going to mention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to say before we get to the next one, I need to hear this list. And the reason why I personally want to hear this list is because what we're being presented aren't those doctors. We're being presented the doctors who are like, you need me to say this, so they will do what the fuck they need to do. Sure, I'll do that. I remember, when was it? And it was in September. Remember, there was that black doctor that wasn't really a doctor, but she was telling Trump that if people just drunk this thing and, you know, I forgot, it wasn't the bleach shit, but she was basically telling people on live, like on national TV, CNN and everything, did a press conference with him. Trump had her and four other doctors, and they were giving nothing but misinformation. And people were going with this shit because it was like, okay, it sounds good. As long as it sounds good and colorful, people believe it. I'm one of those people. I was like, you know what? Like, she might be saying stuff. And then when people fact checked and said, you know what? She's actually not a doctor. She never finished. She's just someone who, you know, Trump needed to put in front of a camera and say things that sounded colorful in order for us to believe it. Us being like the audience, and mind you, even though we're doing the show live, we are still audience because I'm trying to get this information. I'm still intaking this information, but they keep moving the goalposts. So if he gives us the list of these other doctors, I'm with it. My issue is, how do you believe people? I used to believe Fauci. At some extent, I think some of the stuff he says is right. But for somebody who, you know, has not once mentioned vitamin D, the most basic essential for, like, not just us, like black and brown people, but for all people to have being out in the sun, when he told people, oh, no, stay in the house. Vitamin D, you can't get that shit in the house unless you take what? A supplement, right? So all fucking winter, people's vitamin D levels went down. Why? Because there's no fucking sun. What happens when it comes to the sun and being indoors? You don't get it, right? He has yet to mention this shit. Now, again, I'm saying this shit mainly because, one, research, and two, this is shit that they're telling us. So fast forward to Monday when they say, you know what? Everybody can go outside, no mask. I'm sitting there like, wait, didn't y'all just tell, you told us to stay in the house, be safe, take the vaccine, stay in the house for 14 days, stay 6 feet apart, make sure you wear your mask when you go places. Now you're just like, no, fuck that shit. It's okay. None of that matters. We have more research. It's okay. Like, what research changed in a month?
Hey, I got something to say about when you said that she wasn't really a doctor, but most of the people that come up with most of this stuff, like the vaccinations and all that stuff, if you really mm-hmm. stem down from where it came from, a lot of these people did not have degrees. Look at where vaccinations actually came from. These people do not have degrees. Most of the people that do come up with the cures and stuff like that are not doctors or scientists.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to his credit, they do not have these degrees. My issue is, who, I won't say you guys, because I don't want to include you in my own personal theory, but who do I believe when I'm getting one story 1 week and then you move the goalpost 2 weeks later and then you say, because we have further evidence? What is the further evidence when you told me that taking, like what I did was when I took the Pfizer shot, I knew y'all told me it was 93%, but then you're telling me people are dying from it 2 weeks later. Like what the fuck, am I saying something wrong here? Am I not kind of like compartmentalizing everything to make it make sense? Because I definitely was there. I was on planet Earth, Shane, when they said, hey, you know what? The Johnson & Johnson is one shot and you should be good. They said that. Only for them to say a month later, hey, we got to pull this fucking Johnson & Johnson shit off the show. You motherfuckers can't take this. No, don't take that.
Before people put that Johnson shit, everybody called it. So I don't know. I ain't listening to nobody. But I know that we are going to run through these last few COVID messages so we can
hold on. Get through those. We got to get to the list, but Jesus. Whew, boy.
Okay, Greg, I'm sure you got, in politics, we call it low information voters, right? It's like people who don't watch much news, and so they don't know very much. So like if you're managing a campaign, you know, you reach out to low information voters differently than you reach out to, you know, people who are, you know, a little more knowledgeable about what's going on. So I'm sure you got all the low information people following you and believing in what you're saying. Okay, so one thing real quick, when you pick states, and this is what really jumps out to me, bro, you pick states and you talk about Florida and other states like that. The fact that you don't say anything about whether it is a state with a Republican governor, because this pandemic and this COVID-19 thing has become super politicized, right? Where Republican governors typically around the whole country are like fighting it, denying it, being a lot more relaxed in their approach to it than Democratic governors. It's just that partisan. It has become just that partisan of an issue. Hold on.
All right. So hold on. Wait, I got to answer. He keeps moving the goalpost, because before it was, where am I getting my information? I give him that. And now it's become a political thing. So newsflash, like all the states that I named were run by but have Republican governors. Didn't I not say this shit like six times? Did I not say fucking Texas, California? The only one that I didn't say was what, Georgia? And even then, don't they have a Republican governor last time I fucking checked? Like, am I tripping here? Like, am I saying something in like a foreign fucking language? All I'm saying is, bro, like, it doesn't matter who your governor is and all that. Your original question to me was, well, why are you saying that black people, you know, people of color are taking the vaccine more than white people? I gave you that answer. Now you're just like, oh, well, is it because of where they live? Is it because Michigan? Bro, nobody give a fuck about Michigan. If you have fucking 5,000 acres of just nothing but land and cows, and you have four fucking homes, that's not beating out New York in numbers, is what I'm saying to you. So if you have 50,000 fucking people catching it in New York, but then you have 2,000 people catching it in Michigan out of a population of fucking what, like 5,000? Like, you're like, okay, like the numbers sound kind of skewed. No, it's not. Like, the numbers are the fucking numbers, bro. Like, and even outside of the numbers, like, he's making it seem like, oh, like, the people who listen to us, like low vibrational or like low knowledge, bro, we get the knowledge from the people who give it to us. Like, if you're the doctor here, let us know, since you got all the fucking information. We're just going by the shit that they're telling us. They tell us, take the vaccine, quarantine for 14 days, and you'll be protected up to 93% with the right shot. They say, if you take the Johnson & Johnson, you'll be fine. Then 2 weeks later, like, don't take the Johnson & Johnson. It might possibly kill you or injure you or some shit like that. And then 2 days later, they say, you know what? Now you can take the Johnson & Johnson again. Have I not said anything that can't be fact-checked? Everything I've said has been documented. I've documented the article about homegirl who wore the fucking blue mask instead of putting a mask on. So I just need to know, like, I don't really want to have this dialogue with him back and forth, because it feels like a pissing match. And I just really don't want to have that, because I'm throwing out, like, every type of logical, like, piece of information and articles and stories and like facts. And he's like, that's not enough. What about the governors? What about this? What about the children? Like, come on, bro. Come on. Next
one. For you not to tie that in to your analysis of this situation, like I said, I'm sure some who don't see what you're missing there and some who don't see the telltale signs that you are just on here pretending to be something that you are not. But, you know, I can peep out what's the real deal, man, as it comes to you really knowing what you're talking about. You're really doing your homework. You're really listening to people who, scientific people who know about this thing. Have you even mentioned the word antibodies the whole time that you've been talking about this? But no, man, a lot jumps out there. And so, in addition to the Republican governors too, all polling data that you want to check out, pewresearch.org, you might want. Curious right now, Greg, where I asked a question about owners. Owners, I think that makes it clear you're talking about professional sports. I've never heard of an owner of a collegiate sport, but you're talking about March Madness and the college sports. Once again, just off topic, just rambling, just running your young mouth. But like I said, man, it's social media. Probably got more people believing you than anybody else. You know, it's social media, man. Ain't no rules up in this motherfucker, you know. You ain't got to know what you're talking about to talk. You can just talk.
I think the lady you talking about that Trump was with was Stella Emanuel at the hospital in Texas. She's not a medical doctor, but she is a physician. What they were trying to show was they didn't, you know, people were worried about taking a vaccine, you know, and they were saying that they were using hydroxychloroquine as a treatment method for the COVID, and it was successful. And that's what they was trying to block. What Trump basically was showing that you don't have to, is other treatment plans besides, you know, some of the things that people didn't like that were offered. So they had multiple treatment plans for COVID. Even when Trump took it, he took a treatment plan. He took I forgot what chemical, what he took, but He took some a different one too.
Exactly.
Sorry about that. But what I want to say about the whole situation as far as vaccinations, they make us take vaccinations because of certain job qualifications and other situations like that. So they have no other choice but to either get vaccinated or not have a job or not be able to feed their family. So that's one reason why African Americans are beating and people, brown people and people of color are beating white people out, Caucasian people, or whatever you want to say. That's one of the reasons why. And I got another thing to say. So all the places we want to travel, like I'm Jamaican and Panamanian, and if you want to go to Jamaica now, they tell you you have to be vaccinated or something of the sort like that. They're starting to do it to all these exotic land places right about now. So just think about that. Exactly. Really, really think about that.
Yep. Corey, thank you so much. Even the guy who I've been going to bat with, this is not even a knock on him. I appreciate all his candor, all his voicemails, and everything he has said. He's actually enlightened me to actually go and do a little bit more research. So when I come to you guys, I don't sound like an expert. I sound like somebody who, you know, just read the articles, aka what I've been doing. Now, nothing I've said has been factual. It's just obviously being, you know, news, shit that we see every fucking day. That's all I'm saying. But again, like he said, we learn all the things we learn on social media. So somehow we learn our things on social media because we can't go to fucking libraries. Why can't we go to libraries?
The problem is, it seems like humans' memories are short. You had a blueprint with the Spanish influenza of 1918. Vitamin D is very essential. I can even attest to it from when I had H1N1 in college and almost died. I did not feel better until I started to sit in the sun. And from that day forward, I literally went outside every day and laid out in the sun. The problem is we have a blueprint, but we've gotten so arrogant. Well, we don't think basic things that work still applies in today's time with today's technology. So I'm not really sure what we can do because the information is there. It's almost like they're disregarding it. It's weird.
Yeah, and that's basically all I'm saying is, like, I'm not just pulling this shit out of my ass. I'm only using the information I'm given. But clearly what I'm being told from homeboy is I need to do more research on shit that, like, don't you have people that get paid to do the research and then tell us reliable information? That way we can go and apply that to our everyday lives. But when you tell people, you know what? You don't need 6 feet. You don't even need to wear a mask. It's okay. But it's okay. No big deal. You don't have to wear a mask outside if you've been vaccinated. But you know what happens when you tell people, hey, as long as you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. You go outside, but you're not going to everybody like a club bouncer and saying, hey, you got your vaccination card on you so I can play basketball with you? No, because it's not fucking happening.
I think, you can start with, your everyday, what's going on around you. Like, I'll give you an example. In Florida, they putting on UFC fights, you know what I'm saying, with stadiums full of people. But in New Jersey, a vaccinated person can't even go into a hospital and visit a family member who's dying. And the person is not even dying of COVID. It's related to something else. So they can't even go in and be with their family member, even if they're vaccinated in New Jersey. But in Florida, everybody outside. And, you know, more kids are back at school in the private schools than in the public schools. You know, and nobody can explain why a vaccinated person can't go into a hospital. I don't get that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. That one's always vexed me. I've been trying to figure out why that's not the case. Like, why we can't. Like, even me being vaccinated now, I couldn't do that. My father, he was in the hospital a couple weeks ago. And I couldn't go visit him even as a vaccinated person. I had the card and everything. They're like, hey, no, like it's against protocol. And I think Shan even mentioned they were telling people, what was the thing that you were talking about, Shan, where like teachers Florida. Can't teach?
Yeah, Florida, they're not school if they're vaccinated.
See? But I'm just pulling shit out my ass here. Okay.
Growing up, I knew there was one entity in the United States that you could not sue, and that was the military. That was the military. You could not sue the military. So when I see shots, needles, and pharmaceutical companies that can't be liable, you can't sue, in my mind, I just think military. You know what I'm saying? Because once you sign into the military, they're not liable for really what happens to you. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really, like, sue the military. You know, you might be able to sue somebody else, but, you know what I mean? But, so when I see these pharmaceutical companies and they can't be liable for some shit, they stick it in my arm and they not even talk about the chemicals and nothing. Nah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Greg, as your kid sis, and you know how real we are with each other, and you know my background is journalism, sweetie. You have not said anything out of the pocket that has not been readily available to the public. You have not said any misinformation so far that I have heard. So, you know, you have those who listen and those who don't.
Yeah, and it's not a knock on him. I don't want him to feel like he can't, like, have dialogue, but the issue is we can have dialogue. I'm not going back and forth with you when I answer your questions and then you are like, well, you don't know any better because you didn't answer the other question I had for you that I didn't tell you yet. Like, that one, it threw me for a loop, but you know what? This ain't his show. This is us, and we definitely gonna get to these 10 before I go to bed tonight. Goddamn right I am.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got Mike on here. We got Agent Carmichael. And then we should be good to get into this list.
It's refreshing to see people talking about this. A lot of people don't want to. I guess here are my questions with it that I still, you know, would like to have explained to me is if it's a miracle vaccine or a miracle shot, why do 5 companies have it? Like, why do some have to be kept cold? Why do some not have to be kept cold? Why do some take? Why are some taking in 2 doses? Why some are not? Why are there certain side effects to certain people that are getting this companies and there's different side effects to people that are getting this companies? Isn't it a formula that's the vaccine for this virus? That part I don't understand. And the other thing that was bothering me about is how hard they're pushing it. And they're not even pushing it to cure disease anymore. They're pushing it to like tell us, hey, you want to go back to restaurants? Well, then get it. You want to get on airplanes? Well, then get like what? That's not the reason you get a thing.
See, shout out to Mike.
They've always required vaccinations for malaria and all this other stuff when you go to these African nations. This is not new for COVID. I mean, there are some third world countries where you need to be vaccinated to come in because it's a different sort of antibody ecosystem. This is not new for COVID. They've been doing this forever. You have some countries you have to, you can't enter if you don't have certain vaccinations. So this is not, when you say think about it. No, that's normal, okay? That's normal for other countries. They've been doing this for 50 years.
Get off of social media. Don't have social media. The only reason I got an Instagram is because I have a buddy on here, Silverback, who like told me to get one just to like so we could communicate and set up stuff and on the messenger thing because I don't have any social media at all. Don't watch mainstream media. I don't care if it's Fox or CNN or MSNBC or any of them. Don't watch it. And pay attention to the movies and pay attention to what you've seen in the movies over the years because they told you everything. It's happening right in front of our eyes, y'all. Like, it's literally happening right in front of our eyes. Everything that people have been talking about for 10, 15, 20 years, like, oh, they're going to do this, and oh, they're going to do this, oh, they might do this. It's literally happening. It's taking place right now. 5-10 years from now, when we look back on this, it's going to be like, holy shit, that's what they were trying to do. It's happening right in front of our eyes. It's going down. It's going down. You know how that shit, it's happening.
See, Mike, shout out to Mike, man.
Mike has seen the light.
You know, and then normally they have their backs covered on this. Normally these elites are evil geniuses, right? And they got all their loopholes covered or all their loose ends covered. Mm-hmm. But now they're coming out this thing, the variant. There's a variant now? There's a bunch of variants? Well, if there's a bunch of variants, then that renders your shot useless. That means your shot is no good no more. So what the fuck? It's just strange. It's all very strange. And are you hearing this shit now where they're saying vaccinated people are actually super spreaders? There's businesses and doctor's offices saying if you're vaccinated, you're not allowed in. Which I think is kind of interesting twist on this because that'll start making people like, wait, hold on, what now? Because it's not illegal, right? Because if you're saying that I can't come to your business if I don't have a shot, then that means businesses are allowed to say you can't come in if you do have a shot. So you can't tell them no.
Yep. See? He's talking.
I don't mean to rain on his parade, but being though that I was there for like 6 months while this stuff was going on, when the pandemic was going on and the cases were under 100 in Jamaica, I personally know what I'm talking about. So, and to say what you're saying, how long does it take them to do these vaccinations? This vaccination was made in how many weeks? How many months? How many? Come on, bro. I don't need to go back and forth. The writing's on the wall. You think about it.
Before we get to this last two for now, all I'm going to say, and this is my last thing I'm going to say about it, is this. I don't mind coming at people with the information I have, if that's all the information I have. Like, if I can go and search for better information and more insight, I will. But if I've kind of like reached the end of Google and the end of every platform I can use to get that information, then I can only not only assume it's fact, but I can only assume that that's the only information there is for that. So with him specifically, he kept moving the goalposts and it's like, oh, like I'm giving you all the information. And he was just like, okay, well, clearly y'all are young and dumb and y'all don't understand. I was like, no, like the young and dumb ones that you claim are young and dumb are the ones that are going and giving the vaccines. They're the ones who are getting the credible information that you need. Because like somebody, I think Mike had said it earlier about trusting social media and stuff like that. More people today will actually trust social media before they trust the news. They have a whole fucking slogan, fake news. Like that shit wasn't a thing until 2016. Nobody ever called the news fake. That's why everything has to be recorded and documented, because you know what? Like, textbooks lie. But you know what? The tangible evidence is there. So when you tell us, hey, 93% for Pfizer or, you know, Johnson & Johnson, you know what? That worked. That one shot works. But you know what? Now it doesn't. But you know what? you can take it again, even though we just told y'all a week ago I don't. Like, this is things that it's like we see this. But for him and, you know, his little bubble, and this is not disrespectful to him, he was like, oh, well, what about the governors and, you know, Republican? I'm like, the governor doesn't fucking matter. The governor of New York pretty much told people, hey, it's okay to go back out there, you know, and do whatever the fuck you want to do. And the numbers went up, and then he went back into, like, his whole, like, Homer Simpson and the gift and shit. He was like, you know what? Okay, nah, y'all do whatever the fuck you want to do. That's fine. I live in D.C. Mario Bowser, she only can say so much. Before the, you know, the actual government and the president's like, you know what? Let the motherfuckers do what they want to do. If they want to die, they will die. So, I mean, we're going to see this in the next couple of weeks. The people who are deciding, you know what? I can't be inside anymore. The last time I actually went on a trip was last month. I can't be outside. You know, I'm sorry. I can't be inside anymore. I have to do me. I have to live life. You can live life. Just live it safely. Wear a fucking mask. If you can't do the bare minimum, and like he said, people that have been vaccinated are now the super spreaders, what's next? Now I'm going to get blamed for actually taking a vaccine and not wearing a mask because the government and the CDC told me that it's okay? That's what's next? Shan, you said it earlier. Like, that's next. What's next is people are like, hey, I was vaccinated. Y'all told me I could. And the CDC going to be looking at us like, hey, we told y'all to only go out with the other people who are vaccinated, not everybody. But the thing is, if people that don't want to wear masks are going out because they don't give a fuck, and you can't go up to everybody and ask them if they've been vaccinated because you don't care. You're just like, you know what? I'm vaccinated. And they told me, the government and the CDC said it was fine. Then I should be straight. The next thing you know, you're on your deathbed the next week because the CDC moved the goalposts. That's all I'm saying. I'm done with it.
I think the easiest way to look at, like, all of the confusion is the laws. You know what I mean? They might confuse you with a whole lot of bullshit on TV, but there's nothing confusing about a law or a bill that's being signed. You know whose signature on it. You know who voted yay, who voted nay, what day they voted on it, the abstract, what they said about it and everything in it. So you want to know what's going on? Look at them laws they passing. Where you are locally, and you know your governors, all that.
Agreed, bro.
Absolutely. By the way, sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. How you doing, guys? Hope all's well. I'm liking the show. Here's one thing I want to explain, and I'm sure people know this, but I think it's important. They've never isolated this virus, right?
Right.
There's a way to make a vaccine. Like, there's a scientific method in order to how to make a vaccine. It's not that you shouldn't do it. It's that you can't do it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a way to do it. You can't do it any other way. And the very first step in that process is isolating the actual virus. If you don't isolate it, you can't start anything. Okay? So Then you have to isolate it, you have to inject it into a host, you have to see what it does, and you have to test out certain treatments on it, then you have to redo the process kind of over and over, whatever, right? There's a scientific method to it. This virus has never been isolated. They've never isolated the virus. So I need an explanation for that one also.
Shout out, Mike. I hear you. New information. I'm taking it. I will take all the new information.
Just chiming in. Good evening. I see your topic outside is open, 10 things you plan on doing. So my first thing is that I'm getting my passport so that I can eventually travel. Second, I'm getting my driver's license. I never drove before because I live in New York and we took the bus and train everywhere. So I never learned to drive, but now I'm learning to do it now. Next, what I'm doing is, I'm going to go camping, get into nature and do some hiking and stuff. I'm going to renovate like an RV so I can travel the country. Yeah, that's some of the stuff that I'm doing.
Let's go. All right, Shan, hold on. She started us up now. All right, Shan, you got to give me one now. You have to give me one too.
But we still got messages from Mike.
No. They can wait until after you give me one. You have to give me one. I'll give you one, and then we'll go into the voicemails and shit.
Top 10 that I want to do is I want a body massage in June, but I feel like I may be tweaking the
For me, I think the first thing, you know, I feel like I want to do is I want to go to a museum. I know I mentioned it earlier, but mm-hmm. the last time I went to I want to go to an art museum. I don't need to see dinosaurs and like shit from the past. I want to see like what people have actually created during the pandemic. I hope somebody takes the artwork and the things that they've done during the pandemic and like apply it to a museum. I know NFTs are a new thing, but I want people to just take their creations and put that shit in a museum. And I just want to walk through it for like 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, just walk through and just see, like just see new shit. I don't care about what happened in 1950, 1960. I want to see everything people did in the pandemic. Even if it's an outdoor museum where people are like, you know what? Here was the artwork I created last year in 2020. I would do that. So that's the first thing I'm doing when I can go out.
That's what I love to do in New York. Every Thursday, I would walk from Soho through Manhattan into the west side of Manhattan and just go to all the art galleries. It was like 8 or 9 blocks of just straight art galleries and just go through them.
Yeah.
That was amazing. All right.
So,
we got Love God and Storm Rain. And then I'll get into my number 9, if you could be number 9.
Yeah, I have a number 9.
Yo, shout out to Corey. That's a very good point he brings up. Like, think about that, right? Do you know how long it takes to make a vaccine? So either A, this thing is not fucking real, or B, they've been working on this motherfucker for 10 years. They've had this shit in the works forever. I see that video in fucking Brazil. They're holding that guy down to fucking give him the shot. I mean, there's a whole lot more of us than there is them, right?
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot more. And I'm not talking about being violent. It's not about uprisings and shit. That's dumb thinking. It's about waking people up one by one.
Mike,
let's go, Mike. I see you.
Mike, let's go. There's video that you can find on YouTube of these scientists in a huge room having a conversation about how they can insert different pieces of information to collect data out of human beings in 2002. Mm. So I like it's B. They've been working on this for over 10 years. Just like so.
Look, I'm sorry. I know you guys are moving on. I'm interested to hear it. I just want to say one last thing, because I think you're going to move on from the vaccine, and I don't want to bring up something later. My buddy Silverback really knows a lot about this. Look into him. What they're doing is it's genetic modification. I'm sure a lot of people know this, but it's genetic modification. It's an RNA vaccine, and these nanomites, right? And what they can do is not only is it like tiny little. Remember iRobot when they try to put the robot, they try to kill the robot and they inject the thing and all the little things go scattered everywhere? Similar to that.
Yep.
But these things can get updates, right? Like when they're in your body and you're walking around, they get updates. Like they multiply. Like it's crazy. It's these nanomites. I think it is. Man, I might be wrong about that. I think I might be wrong about the name, but whatever. Whatever. That's what they're doing. It's genetic modification. That's all it is.
Damn. Oh yeah, we're gonna have to talk, Mike. Saturday, I need y'all to join for the premium because I think that needs to go behind the paywall. Like, Mike, I will gift you your own premium for that episode because we need to talk. I'll be high for it, but we're gonna talk.
I am going to go to every club in America.
Let's go.
Every club.
Let's go.
Every club with no mask.
Oh God!
And turn up, drink beer, have a lot of unprotected sex with random women. You just live life on the edge. You know, hey, we survived. Woo!
Shout out, Love God. Wow! Oh my God, yo! Oh my goodness! Yo, out of pocket.
Protected.
Wow.
Hey, man, what's going on, y'all? Hey, listen. I just, this doctor, her name was Tan Haney or something. So she making the rounds, and she said that they got 180 vaccines coming to a theater near you, and 80 of them in test mode right now. Now, what does that tell you? If what they say, 28% of the people is all been vaccinated fully, right? So I've been looking at news how people been being paralyzed from the neck down after they take it. 24 hours after they take it, they can't feel their legs, they can't wiggle their toes. Are you kidding me? Do y'all know the stuff that, do y'all know was actually, have they ever told y'all was in there? Holla.
Yo, for all we know, it could be fucking Fruity Pebble juice. Like, we don't know. We don't know. I wish, but we don't. We don't, bro. Y'all are in rare form tonight, and I love it.
Wolf, maybe oddballing this situation with the COVID. I mean, we've had pandemics before. There's been flus, there's been the measles, they've had pox, they've had a whole bunch of stuff. Human beings were always trying to solve problems. I think the problem is that there's all these, like, these people who are connecting dots, making really good videos. And I mean, there's a lot of holes in those videos. But I can also see, because the government has done horrific things like sterilization. They were giving black men syphilis. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Like the medical industry has been testing on people for a very long time. There's a show on Showtime called The Nick. Really great show about how medicine in this country has been horrific. But I don't think that businesses would take a risk on shutting down, losing all this money for something that's a hoax. So I think it's worth taking seriously. True. I mean, 500,000 people dead is serious. But I'm out of...
I think she had another voicemail.
Y'all don't be mad at me, please. But I have to say...
No, let's talk.
Okay. Let's just say all this is real. Let's just say that it's crazy. There's like organisms that they're injecting into us. And I mean, I feel like as human beings, we're always sort of kind of making sort of the things more absurd than they need to be. Like there are really absurd things that are happening. Not absurd things. They're really horrific things that are happening right now. Like people are dying from drug overdoses. People are committing suicide at rates that we haven't seen before. And those are things that we could control versus things that we absolutely don't know the full specific details. But it is fun to talk about it. I will say this. I've seen people during the pandemic do interesting things, like shoot people for telling them to wear masks. That's crazy. I'm getting the vaccine. That's all I know. I don't know when, but.
All right, Shan, before we go into the next voicemail, I need you to give me number 9. I think we're going to have to do we got to do the list in between the voicemail.
Okay, my number 9 thing that I want to do, planning on going outside, is I want to be out at a park laying on a motherfucking blanket, minding my business with my kids, and then not surrounded by a whole bunch of people. Like, I enjoyed that pandemic when people weren't really going outside here in Atlanta and just being at the park with just them and just chilling and having like our own food outside, and it wasn't too hot, it wasn't too cold. Now it's kind of like outside. I'm just like, ew, I don't want to go everywhere.
Yep. So you get cooties, man, hanging out with people. But let me see, what is my number 9? My number 9, it's similar to yours, actually. Taking my daughter around other people's kids. I don't want to do this, but I'm saying this is, you know, what I plan to do once things get, like, a little bit more digestible, meaning, like, people get vaccinated, shit like that. My daughter, she needs to be a bit more socialized because, you know, she's not even 1 yet, so she's pretty much lived her life through the pandemic, and she's only been in contact with 2 babies. So I want her to be a little bit more socialized around other kids. So I'm considering daycare, maybe even a park, but I want her to get to know that, like, this won't be a forever thing. So I just want her to, like, know that, you know, she'll be fine. Like, she won't be like me where I'm just paranoid about everything. her life will go on as long as it's safe. So that's my number 9.
Okay. We got a storm ready.
No, listen, y'all. This thing, I watched a video yesterday, and once again, I heard it, but I didn't really see it. This thing began in 2003 in China when they first got one of the SARS, because that's also a coronavirus. The MERS is, too. So all of them is coronaviruses. You know, United States patented it. They patent that. They patent the measurement of it, and they patent, like, something else towards nobody else can get their hands on it. Nobody else can, you know, test on it. So this been going on since 2003. This ain't nothing new. And don't let them fool you. This is, they got, mercury in this stuff. They got, I forgot the stuff that's made out of pig. I mean, this stuff is slimy. This stuff is unclean. And all they telling you is to put this in. Give you Dunkin' Donuts and everything. I mean.
Yeah. Agreed.
Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts giving you a free donut if you show your vaccination card.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.